Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You but God with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It's quickie time, folks. Sean, Karen, y'all ready?
We are so ready. What is going on today, Matt?
I'm back. We are back, people, in the his house. It's been a minute, but we are back on the scene.
Okay, well, Sean, you are back. We are back, and that's a good thing. And another good thing is, well, the question today, is saving still a good thing? Now, that might sound like a crazy question. Of course, savings is a good thing, but is
whoa,
it?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Matthew, is savings a good thing? Let's not be hasty, okay? I think you're a little bit abrupt. Let's think this one through.
Well, Matt, this is the question. Then you guys need to break down to me the why, or we'll just discuss how savings may or may not be a good thing. I think it's clear, but we're going to go walk down a quickie little journey path and figure out the answer to this question. Is saving still a good thing?
The Motley Crue is back. I know they missed our voices, man. They missed us. Just admit it. They missed us. They missed. Where's Karen?
I'm here. I was busy missing you. I was so enraptured in missing you.
You're back, Karen.
We are all back.
You've sailed the seven seas, traveled across the world, and you found your way back to Two Black Guys.
Oh, you were. Credit. I'm here. Yes.
We're all back. And you know what it is, guys? It's a good thing. But you know what else is a good thing?
What?
Savings is a good thing. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Is it really, Matt? Is it really? Is it really
a good thing? Matt, have you thought this through? Is saving a good thing?
Let's just fall back.
All right, guys, maybe I need to slow down. My question to the room, to the group, is saving still a good thing?
I mean, let's not go crazy and make any rash decisions, Matt. We're going to have to think this through. Let's have a pause. What do you think, Sean?
Well, listen, the government has given several rounds of government stimulus checks, and lockdowns, not being able to go anywhere and spending anywhere, has just made people have this excess money and nowhere to spend it, believe it or not. I never would imagine this in a million years. Like, people don't know where to go spend this money or how. The opportunity is not there. And there's been an additional $1.6 trillion in savings since the pandemic because we got nothing to do with it. Got nothing to do with it. I got nothing to do with it.
Okay. I get what you're saying now with this question, Sean. Is saving still good? You're talking with respects to the economy as a whole, as individuals take this stimulus and pocket it and not spend because there's uncertainty. It's good for the individual to save money, but is it good for the economy? So anyway, let's get back to it.
I mean, the pandemic has definitely forced people to change how they spend. I spend less because I do less. So as a result, everybody's curtailed their spending. And also they're doing fewer things like taking vacations because travel's all weird now. And I get it.
I mean, Sean, you always say your money is your money and keep it where? In your damn, pocket. So let's go a little deeper into this. Why aren't people spending as much? I mean, as the economy recovers, people are still saving. Why is this, Sean?
I think they're worried, Matt, about the economic pandemic.
Recovery. You would think it would spark spending.
Yeah, but they're worried. People are concerned. Like, look, we just got a new variant out. People are not, like, wondering, like, what's going to happen next.
You got a new what? Variant now?
Variant. Variants. Omicron. I didn't want to pronounce. You made me go there.
Virinel, guys. What, yeah, did he stutter?
And then people are thinking of what's going to happen next. Is it going to be another variant? Are we going to get vaccines? People are like, you know, I was even going to go out for, I was going to go out to a friend's event, and I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm not spending my money. That means I'm not going to the dry cleaner. That means I'm not, you know, getting my cognac. I'm not doing certain things.
It's like a ripple effect. Like
all ripple effect. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Yeah. And honestly, spending is actually steadily increasing. However, people are spending more on smaller items. Maybe that's true because of the holidays. Personally, for me, I am spending less and saving for like a big ticket item. But, I don't know. Savings is actually expected to stay or increase at the same level over the next 6 months. Until people are not so worried. We're in the middle of a spike now, so I think we've reset the timeline a little bit for people freely spending.
I think I'm going to stay worried. I can't even imagine like not living in a life world with not being worried anymore. Like I think I'm this
right.
Virus has become my new friend. Well, not friend, my new foe, whatever you want to call it or her or him.
Friend or foe. Well, my question is...
They're so different.
for you, both of you personally, are there things like you said, Karen, you're looking at some big ticket items. Or have you guys actually caught yourself pausing on spending on anything in particular because of what's going on?
Well, I have nowhere to go. I am not going out. I'm not doing spots. So honestly, what do I need to spend money on? What? I'm saving. I'll spoiler alert. My big ticket item is... microneedling my face. And I think that's such
you
a
too?
Worthwhile. Yeah, I guess. I think that is such a worthwhile investment.
You and love yourself.
I love myself and I love to improve myself all the time. And then when this whole thing is over, I'm going to emerge like a phoenix with amazing skin. And that's what I'm spending money on.
Well, I'm going to give a flash alert, guys. You're not going to believe this or not. Sean Luther Frank Linda has sold his Tesla.
No.
Oh, and wow. I'm saving the money.
Really?
That makes sense. No. As you the say that, hot. That totally makes sense.
I'm wow. driving a knick-knack van.
Oh,
I got
my
another
God.
I, well, yeah, so I that's what I
Sean,
did.
Sean, Mazel Tov.
I like to humble myself every now and then.
That was emotionally mature and it was emotionally brave. So that congratulations. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Growth.
And I saved the money. Just put the money that I made from selling my Tesla, which I did make a good set of money. I just banked it.
Good. That's what we like to hear. Well, actually, is that what we like to hear? Is that actually the best way to save money, to bank it, Sean?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm saving it because I ordered another Tesla that's coming, I ordered it. I didn't tell you that part. I ordered it in April. I should be getting it in
February. So you not only banked your money, you also then reinvested it in a depreciating asset.
Well, cars for the first time are appreciating. That's the crazy thing about it.
No, and get out of here.
And I signed, and you want to call it like it's almost like a future because I signed the contract with Tesla in April before this market went into this frenzy. So I'm actually have a great deal and I could actually maybe even sell that contract that I have with Tesla to somebody else rather than get the new car. I'm still contemplating. But yes, so that's
no,
why.
No, you're going
to
get the new car. I know you.
We'll see. But yes, I think at least
humbling yourself.
Aside from Sean's Tesla, let's talk about real people and how real people can keep their savings in their pocket. You know, I would recommend that people should keep half of their savings in a savings account and invest the other half of their savings instead of having one huge savings account because you're losing purchasing power. You're losing potential, gains that you could gain in the market. So what do you
That's
think of
true.
That, Karen?
Yeah, let me just
go on.
So what do you want me to say? Let me just paraphrase what Matt just said. He is so on point when he says that because, studies have shown by keeping large amounts of money in a savings account, you're not really doing yourself any good because interest rates are so historically low. It's really, and the rate of inflation is actually outperforming your savings rate. So you're better off, like Matt said, putting into high yield saving and other investments, keeping these large balances in your savings account. Good point, Matt.
Yeah, amazing point, Matt. I keep $0 in savings.
Oh my God. Karen, you're on Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
I don't believe in it.
A financial show.
Excuse me. I keep $0 in savings because I don't believe in keeping my money where it is guaranteed to depreciate. I believe in putting it in an appreciating asset and then leaving it alone. So I believe now, I don't mean to get on my big high horse. I don't work for anybody anymore. I'm a strictly freelancer who just is into it, has done a little bit of like reading and stuff like that.
So but Karen, what does that mean? I'm, you put it under the mattress or where do you
I'm
put it?
Saying
I don't
that
know. This tangent is going on for a long time, Matt.
I know because I'm almost scared. I'm almost scared to tell you. I don't want to come off like a bro, but that I have put my money, and
like
it's just
bro.
My personal choice in Bitcoin specifically. I'm not talking about cryptocurrency. That's a whole thing that you do your due diligence, blah, blah, blah. But I'm a Bitcoin maximalist and I've put it in that. And so far, it's been great to me and continues to be, and blah, blah, blah. We can get into that at maybe a later date. But like, I'm just saying that I'm agreeing wholeheartedly. Maybe I'm a little extreme, but I'm agreeing wholeheartedly with the idea of not having money in a savings account. I think I've read somewhere or heard somewhere from a prosperous friend that when you're looking for a loan to buy a house, they want to see that you do have money in savings. So maybe for that reason, it's a good idea, but I don't know.
But I think it comes down to, this is a great show just to make you think and go, because I think, you know, what we're trying to say is that, you know, savings is good, but you really got to make sure you're maximizing your resources and putting in ways that are gonna, that's going to perform for you, you know? And I think savings is it's a nice short-term holding space for you, but I don't think it should be something of long-term. I think it's something long-term, and the economy would want you to spend. That's how the government, that's how we recover. But I think on a personal, you should be saving, but you should be saving, intelligently, educationally, and you should also make sure your money's working for you, as we always try to do on Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Right. Well, I think that the advice to save half and invest half is really good advice for a hedge, right? Like they say to invest money that you can lose, but honestly, sometimes you just can't really lose any money and still want to invest your money and make it grow. So you need like a little bit of a cushion for that. You know, at least depreciating or not depreciating, at least you have that money if you have not invested it.
Well, my takeaway on this is right now with this pandemic and, you know, the fact that a lot of people are working from home. If you're one of those people who are working remotely and you don't drive as much, or maybe you don't need a car, are there certain things that you're not spending on, whether it's transportation, commuting, public transport, whatever, there's probably a lot of things that you could aggressively save on. And I think now is the time to aggressively look into all of those things, whether it's getting rid of your Tesla and pocketing that, even if it's only till April. If maybe it's, you know, identifying all of the things that you're no longer needing to spend on and really putting that away. And, you know, whether you go aggressive like Karen, all into
Hey, man, I sold my Tesla.
No. Aggressive. It's aggressive all into Bitcoin, not all into crypto. I have to differentiate because I really encourage everyone to like not take my word for it and do everybody's due diligence. And the only thing I've done true due diligence on is Bitcoin. And that's why I can recommend it for myself.
No doubt.
I went aggressive. I sold my Tesla.
Let me just finish. My point was,
of course,
right
I
now
apologize.
Is the time. No doubt. But right now is probably as good a time as any to identify areas of savings and be aggressive with that savings. So the real question that I have on the heels of this show is evaluating if savings, individual personal savings right now, are people being hesitant to spend money, is that good for our economy? But like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So if you just want to improve your own personal savings, I think now is a great time to do it. But in terms of the bigger, broader global economy, yeah, it may not be the best thing for the marketplace that we are less apt to spend money. But anyway, for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out.
Yeah, as you say in the hood, I don't think a savings account should be your end game. Let it be part of your game, but not your end game.
Is that what they say in the hood? Yeah, is that? I've never heard.
My end game, yo.
That's great.
Is that like on Wall Street? Like
that's great advice.
End the game. Are you surprised, Karen, that we say this in the hood? Yes, Matt, are you surprised from the suburbs?
It's just, it's so... It's specifically financial, and I love that about it.
Yeah. That's what we talk about on my blog.
And I'm Karen Margolis. You can get at me, Karen Margolis, on everything, KerenMargolis. I am 1/3 of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you've done. I'm literally speaking to myself when I say this, but what matters is what you do next. Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.